In Kenya, officials have once again postponed presidential elections in some parts of the country because of security concerns. The Supreme Court threw out results of last August's elections and ordered a new vote that was supposed to happen on Thursday. But about 10% of polling stations did not open because of violence. It's paralyzing Kenya, which is a powerful U.S. ally and one of Africa's strongest economies. We're joined now by NPR's Eder Peralta. And Eder, tell us where you are and what you're seeing.
So I am in Kisumu, which is one of the places that has not seen any voting. It's in western Kenya. But today it's quiet. Today, actually, you know, life has gone on in a lot of ways because people were protesting against the beginning of what was supposed to be this rerun of elections. But because they've announced a stop to it, people have gotten back to some normalcy. But yesterday was a very chaotic day. You know, the chairman of the Electoral Commission called off the elections because he said some of his staff had been tortured and hijacked. And when I got here to Kisumu, there were roadblocks where people were trying to keep election materials from coming in. I spoke to a man called David Otieno, who was manning one of those roadblocks. And he said they didn't want police in and they didn't want election materials. And let's listen to a bit of what he had to say.
We are very much tired with this operation.
Yeah. You can't be killed like
we can't, look, these people are coming.
Why in Nyanza?
In police regalia. We are not armed. Why are they profiling us? They are just separated us like Luo people.
The
Western people, they are killing us. Why? Eh?
But like I said, today it's quiet. You know, people are trying to pick up some of the pieces. You know, I went to the local morgue. Three people have been killed since election day. We went to the hospital. Lots of people who were injured, broken bones, slashes from machetes. About 48 people were injured through the violence last night.
Goodness. And Ada, we heard the man you spoke with, David Otieno, just now mention his tribe, the Luo tribe. There was serious tribal violence during the 2007 elections, and that obviously is still an ongoing concern.
It is, you know, but the action here in all of Kenya has really been police on people or people battling it out with police. But tribalism always is bubbling in this country. And yesterday, Raila Odinga, the opposition leader, gave a speech in Nairobi's biggest slum, in Kenya's biggest slum. And he really put tribalism at the forefront. He blamed an ethnic gang for burning and looting a school yesterday, and we saw chaos in Kawanwari, another slum, where people fought against people.
Eder, very briefly, how is the government reacting to all of this?
They're saying they're going to have zero tolerance for this, that if you stop people from voting, you know, you will face consequences.
Okay, NPR's Eder Peralta in Kisumu, Kenya. Eder, thanks so much.
Thank you, Melissa.